Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I'm a supervisor. How can I help you?
Well, I have been, you all have been charging my credit card account without my permission, and I have been talking to, I don't know, you're probably the third or fourth person I've talked to now. After a long conversation, previously, I was told that it would all, everything you charged me would be refunded. You charged me 4 months at $56.95, and I was told that that would be refunded. Now, and I'm very, I guess maybe angry about this because this is, frankly, it's fraud, but I
can you verify for me, please, your first and last name?
My name is Robert Benson.
Thank you. If you could verify your address.
2902 Cambridge Drive, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28403.
Thank you. I do have your account pulled up. And let's see. So it looks like you ordered the Wi-Fi booster, and then it also signed you up where you receive a $125 gift card. It goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online. I do show that you called
it. I've never seen that. No, I did not agree to that. I did order that booster for $9.95 or whatever it was, but I did not agree to anything else. I was offered some kind of membership, and I declined all of that. I paid the $9 whatever it was, but then my credit card account. Now, honestly, I should have caught this earlier, but I've been charged $56.95 for 4 months for something that I did not agree to, and it will be refunded. And I was
it might have been in.
I was told it was going to be refunded, but then I get a message that they only refunded 1 month, but you charged me 4 months, and it was that's fraud.
Well, it's not fraud. See,
yes,
you're supposed to read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions, and
well,
it fully explains what you signed up for.
I did not sign up for any of that.
Yes, you ordered the Wi-Fi booster. You just weren't aware that you were also going to be billed for the shopping membership.
I was not told that. Well, in fact, I think they did say something about a membership, and I declined that. I said, no, I don't want that.
See, there's no way that you could receive the Wi-Fi booster without signing up for that shopping membership. They go hand in hand.
Nobody told me that. If they had told me that, I would have said, forget the Wi-Fi booster. In fact, I'll send it back to you. In fact, I'm not using it. It was unusable anyway. It was really, that was a piece of junk, and it was not usable. And I'm not using it. But let me tell you, I am, as I told them before, the only thing I see I can do is get a lawyer. And if I get a lawyer, then some... Well, fact that really, I've been trying to decide whether to go to a lawyer or go to the attorney general's office because I think somebody would be charged with fraud.
Well, see, sir, it's not fraud. I mean, it's unfortunate that you weren't aware of what you signed up for, but that information.
I didn't sign up for anything.
Well, when you ordered the Wi-Fi booster, sir. That information is disclosed, right, it's disclosed in the terms and conditions. But that information is online.
Did anybody point that out to me?
No, it's up to you to report it. It's up to you to do it. You know, whenever you order anything online, terms and conditions are always online. If you don't see the terms and conditions, then you probably don't want to order the product. You want to call to confirm what you signed up for. I mean, I understand being a consumer as well. But if you mention, I mean, if you want to get an attorney, that would be up to you. I'm just letting you know legally how it works.
Go to the attorney general because I think they just might do some investigation and might charge. I think that, well, if what you're saying is true, if you can offer somebody something and then say there's some terms and conditions over on the internet somewhere or another, I don't think that would stand up in court for a minute.
It would, sir, because the disclosure of the terms and conditions, just like when you purchase an item at the store, refund policy is right at the register. Now, what I will do...
We're not arguing.
We're discussing the account. I'm not arguing with you. We're discussing the account. What I can do as a courtesy, I can place you on a brief hold. Looks like you were given one refund. I know we're not going to be able to refund all of the charges. I'll send it over to corporate and find out how much of a refund they are willing to provide you with, because again, all of the charges are valid. One moment. I'm just waiting for a response. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. Because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, you were refunded for the June charge, it looks like, in full, and corporate is able to refund May, April, and March.
Yes, they will refund them?
Correct. They're going to take care of it.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all
I
want.
You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of those credits.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.